This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. When it comes to protecting a swine herd, waiting until a problem arises is already too late. The risks are real and constantly evolving, from emerging diseases to foreign animal threats. That's why the Swine Health Information Center is focused on keeping producers informed and ahead of the curve. Being proactive isn't just smart, it's essential. And we'll talk with the Swine Health Information Center Executive Director Megan Niederwerter next.
Ready to take your farm and your future to new heights? Joining the Iowa Soybean Association as a farmer member helps you see exactly how your checkoff dollars are working, boosting demand and advancing the next generation of research. Become a member or renew by August 31st, 2025, and you'll be entered to win exciting prizes, including a DJI Mini 4 Pro drone, ISA-branded apparel, and more. Help shape the future of soybeans from the ground up. Visit iasoybeans.com to join or renew today.
Dr. Megan Niederwerter is Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center, and she says preparation starts with understanding the threats at home and abroad.
When we think about emerging disease risks, we always want to look at both domestically and globally about what's increasing in certain regions of the world, what maybe is affecting pigs in a different way with regards to their health status. How do we look at emerging threats that may affect the swine industry, as well as multiple species such as H5N1? And then think about how do we mitigate and prevent introduction, also have research investments that allow us to generate knowledge and data back for producers to help protect the health of their herds.
Niederwerter says that they're actively supporting research to better understand how H5N1 might present itself in swine.
We've seen that H5N1 has the ability to affect livestock in the dairy cattle industry. But the interesting and unique aspect of that introduction was that it caused mastitis and reduced milk production. And so on the swine side, what we wanted to really do was, what would the clinical presentation look like if H5N1 was introduced? Would it look like a respiratory disease, or would it look like what it looks like in dairy cattle? Would it affect the mammary gland? And so we formed a research program with the Checkoff and the Foundation for Food and Agriculture Research, a $4 million research program to start looking at these questions. What would the clinical presentation look like? How do we prevent introduction through exposure to wild birds or even operational connections with other livestock operations, such as poultry farms and dairy farms? We have recently awarded 10 projects through this research program, about $2.1 million in funding so far, and we're really trying to provide those answers back to producers about how we can prevent introduction at this point.
Niederwerter talks about the renewed focus we're seeing on the outbreaks of foot and mouth disease in different parts of the world.
The European Union has had 3 outbreaks just in 2025 in countries that had maintained negative status for decades. So anytime that a virus is reintroduced into a place that was maintaining negative status, you think, well, what changed? What's the risk factor that changed in that EU country? And does the US have the same risk? And how do we mitigate it? So it was introduced into Germany in January. It was a water buffalo herd, 14 animals. They contained it and eradicated it. It was the only herd affected in Germany, so that's a real success story. Then it was introduced into Slovakia and Hungary, 5 and 6 outbreaks there in primarily cattle. And they've been able to successfully contain it so far. Their last outbreak was mid to early April.
We have much more on this story, including more comments from Dr. Niederwerter online at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.